You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Medical Association has launched its 2018 Indigenous Health Report, with doctors calling for a fresh approach on the Closing the Gap strategy, now a decade old. The strategy is particularly aimed at closing the life expectancy gap between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians by 2031. But the latest AMA report finds the gap is widening, not closing. AMA President Dr. Tony Bartoni has told the ABC a complete restructuring of the strategy is needed to genuinely close the gap.
The gap, if anything, is still widening. If we look when we compare burden of disease, for example, we know that there's a 2.3 times burden of disease. And if we look at the expenditure compared to fund that burden, it's woefully inadequate. In fact, if anything, if we look at AIHW figures, that gap is actually getting further apart. And we need to look at the strategy. Why is it unravelling? Refresh it, implement it from the ground up.
The AMA's 2018 Indigenous Health Report Card includes recommendations from the Association on rebuilding the Closing the Gap strategy. This year's report highlights 6 fundamental issues, including more participation from Aboriginal leaders and addressing social factors. Dr. Bartoni says participation from all levels of government is needed.
And part of the reason is because we need those leaders, those health leaders in those various communities to come together with the peak bodies, with the Aboriginal controlled community health organisations and all the other people as stakeholders in this space to come together to work collaboratively and with common purpose.
But the AMA says the most important policy change would be equitable needs-based funding.
First of all, commit to an equitable funding strategy. At the moment, the Commonwealth is spending 53% of the proposed amount of health funding required. If we're going to look at a needs-based funding model, we know that the burden of disease is higher in this population. If we look at aged care, we know that older Australians require more of the health dollar. Well, this is another similar case and no different. And there's a sort of a propensity to think that additional funding is special treatment, but it's really funding based on needs. And that's the first message that we'd like to see in terms of addressing the funding formula.
The Wintunga Health Network in Victoria has backed the AMA report asking for Aboriginal health to be placed in Aboriginal hands. Executive Officer Lynn Oak says there's need to identify and fill the primary healthcare service gaps.
Well, in Victoria, there's 26 Aboriginal community controlled health services throughout the state, and yet what we're very conscious of is that the funding is absolutely inadequate, that the funding is not long term, it's not recurrent. There is so much funding that is year by year, there is no certainty, and therefore the quality and extent of service delivery that can be provided to the Aboriginal community is therefore quite limited.
Ms. Oak says the government needs to listen to the Aboriginal health services because they know what the Aboriginal community needs.
The ones who know what their community needs, they need to be able to help determine the policy directions rather than government bureaucrats determining year by year, state by state.
The Australian Indigenous Doctors Association is also supporting the AMA's call for restructuring the Closing the Gap strategy based on the new recommendations. President Chris Rolla-Baker says a long-term strategy commitment is required from the government.
And our view as AIDA, along with that of many other Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Health peak organisations, is that our voices simply haven't been heard during the government's Close the Gap refresh consultations. And in fact, this now presents an opportunity to reframe the strategy in a new way, but we want to engage in a genuine partnership with government to design and implement that new strategy. It's important to remember that any new Close the Gap strategy won't work unless there's buy-in from all sides of government. So we need all sectors of government to be involved and a commitment to properly invest in long-term strategies to improve Indigenous health.
Joy Joshi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.